The Guest List. Each episode we ask one of our favourite people about some of their favourite Kiwi songs, with thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Da 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 da. It's time for The Guest List. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for sponsoring. I am so delighted to have royalty in the studio right now. A god of the scene. Mr. Meaty Boy. Woo! Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Yep. Yeah? I'm good.
You had no power at home when you woke up, though.
It wasn't power. It was everything. Oh, my gosh. My flatmate's probably listening. But everything was unplugged. And the privilege of it all is that I couldn't have a matcha latte.
Right, right.
And... But hey, you know, our kitchen's been renovated, so...
Is that like your daily routine, a matcha latte?
It's one of those things I've been laughing at. You know how you get on your high horse when you've been to the gym like twice?
Yeah, I've had
matcha for 2 days. So I'm like, yo, everyone should drink matcha. It's actually amazing. I can feel like there's a lot, like a slower energy release in
it.
But it's really improved my life so far.
Over the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Dramatic improvement.
To be fair, I reckon coffee is way more brutal. Than anything else.
Yeah, the amount of coffee I have must be absolutely terrible.
It's a hard drug in my books.
Yeah, I have to go to the hospital on Friday for a heart test because I've abused so many substances in my time.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say coffee.
I mean, coffee will be part of it, but I assume I'm just slumping. No, I abuse everything, all the substances.
Yeah,
no,
right.
I don't discriminate.
Right. Well, you got to live, eh? You got to live.
Oh, totally. Hey, now, the guest list. It's a great opportunity to get to know musicians from across the country. It's a great opportunity to get to know them a little better. And so let's get to know you a little better. Where did Mr. Meaty Boy come from? How did this all start?
It started in a car pulled over. We actually pulled over to give me and my bestie.
Oh, right.
And my bestie Luke. He's an engineer, actually, for what it's worth. So it was a big moment for him, his creative brain.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Different
sure.
type of creativity.
Yeah,
and he's like,
yeah, yeah.
Let's pull over. And then I was like, it needs to be masculine. Because I really want to play into the fact that, like, at the time that I started DJing, which was only four or five years ago, there weren't many females in the scene.
No.
Yeah, and so I was like, I want it to be masculine. I just want to play into that. Not in like a super serious way, but just in like a, it'd be funny if I was like Mr. Sir or like,
yeah.
Or like Sir Boy. Or...
It's like intentionally over masculine.
Yeah.
But not necessarily in like a wildly mocking way.
No, not in a like, oh man, like more like this will be a funny, cool thing. And I do think like, especially at the time, maybe I'm segueing out of this, but like I was quite a tomboy, so like it all worked.
Yeah, right.
So we're like Mr. Boy, Mr. Sir, like Sir Boy something, and then like he started saying like meat, like Sir Meat or Sir Sausage or something. And then I think we actually said Mr. Meaty Boy, and then Luke was like, that's the burger joint off Eagle vs. Shark, which is also at the time one of my favourite films so far.
Oh,
Tyker's
right.
First film.
I've never seen it.
It's very, Napoleon Dynamite, but New Zealand.
Oh,
I reckon it's
okay.
really dry, like,
deadpan humor.
Like post-ironic humor.
So you're in a car when you came up with the name Mr. Meaty Boy. Were you already, I assume you're already making music at that point?
I was in a covers band.
Oh, no way.
Called The Hustle, which actually... For what it's worth, it was hip-hop covers of pop songs, which is kind of fun.
I was
like 19, 20, so it was a cool way to perform in, you know, with low stakes.
I'm not having to
do all this work. And being able to play for a couple of hours, it was mean. Swigs was giving me... Mains lessons at home in the garage.
Really?
Yeah.
So you weren't paying for the course?
Yeah, but they already know I'm doing free tutoring for them to pay it back.
Is Liam K. Swigs, by the way, who I've actually had on the show many a times, for those wondering, just FYI.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's my, what do you call it, guru person.
Your guru.
Yeah, he taught me so many cool things about DJing, mainly to respect the past and know your shit and then delete it all, and then you can break all the rules. So I think that was like so valuable to learn from him. Anyway, he was teaching me, and at the same time, I'd flown back to Wellington or something, and that's when I was like, well, I need a name.
Yeah, right. And Mr. Meaty Boy was born.
Yeah.
Now, just before we get onto your first song, I want to go quickly back to a point you were making there about knowing your heritage and, like, knowing your origins and all that.
Yeah.
Do you think there is, like, way more focus on that now than there used to be? Have you seen that? Just generally, like... an expectation that sort of DJs know and respect and understand where their music comes from?
Honestly, I've not super seen an uproar. I assume that it's been even stronger in the past because you would have to have vinyl then you're definitely going to know who that is. I don't know, because of the digital era, which I think is so amazing because it's so accessible.
Yeah, right.
You don't, like... sometimes in a week, I'll learn 40 new artists. So how am I... I think there's like this thing where you're like, how am I meant to remember any of them, let alone a couple of them?
So
I think like generally no, but maybe like it's also easier to access the information. In a deeper sense, maybe, like along the line.
That's the thing. I mean, that information, I would argue, is more accessible than it used to be. But you make very, very
but now there's like a thousand
there.
More.
True.
Hey, I don't know the stats. But there's a lot more producers.
Something like 100,000 songs get released every day or something.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's insane.
That's insane. You'll never listen to it. You could spend your whole life listening to it.
Yeah, and you just never would. Your first song pick today... is Tangaroa by the one, the only Tiki Tane. What inspired this pick?
I reckon it's just got, like, what I like about Tiki's work is that it's just got hints of not everything, not always on my mind, but like a lot of his old work has like all these hints of like club feel. I think that this track is pretty timeless. I've played it in a lot of my sets, and it pops off, and everyone's like, "Who is this?" And I'm like, "Tiki."
Yeah.
And everyone's like, "What?" It just sounds like it sounds very new to me. It's at like 110 BPM, if that means anything to anyone, which means that it's like down with dancehall, like, you know, you can mix it in with dancehall and stuff, which is perfect in terms of like mixing in like a Te Reo Māori track.
Yeah.
To me, it all melds in with those other, like some other cultures around the world, and that feeling of those slower sort of club tracks.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Have you met Tiki?
I haven't.
Oh, okay. It's I feel like everyone has. I haven't.
No, yeah. let's bring him in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, nah, occasionally he'll use Saltbox when he's in the city.
Oh, true.
He was actually here once last year, but I was like 5 bottles of wine deep. I was like,
no.
Nah, not a good time.
I'm terrible at meeting my heroes as well. Like, not just because they're assholes, but I'm also potentially one, and I don't like to feel that. I don't want it to happen. I don't need it to happen. Yeah.
Have you ever met a hero? Like any.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I have. Not a big one. But I mean, I've got quite a bad memory nowadays, and I've got quite. Yeah, I'm not. I would have deleted. Oh, I met. I met Tommy E.T.
Oh,
and
did you?
Yeah, and it was, this is what I mean. I did terribly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know what to do, and I was like, can we have a photo? And he was like, not on Thursdays, and I was like, this sucks.
Oh, no!
Yeah, and I thought about it for weeks.
Oh, you would. Yeah. I was like, no.
And we just watched this documentary. Like, it was this weird moment of like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. Like, I just watched this, literally yesterday watched this documentary. And then I was like, can we have a photo? And then he's like, Naji. And I was like,
Shit.
Damn, fair enough, you know.
Oh, I would love to meet him, actually. So thanks for the warning there.
It's not Thursdays. Yeah, Thursdays. Yeah, well, for photos, anyway. Yeah.
Did you say you just watched this documentary?
Nah, because I have this thing. I have this thing about, like, don't fangirl. Like, don't fangirl. Then I say, go on, like, can we have a photo? Silly. But I have this thing because I know what it feels like to be on the other side when people are like, oh my gosh. Yeah, like, it can be quite confronting. Like, I think a lot of the time, it's like, I am just a person and I don't necessarily, like,
I'm not a
it's
god,
hard to take
know?
It. Yeah. It's hard to take it, even though it's a nice thing.
I hate compliments.
Yeah.
You know, I just, what do you do with a compliment?
You should just say thank you, regardless, I think.
No, I know, but it's like, okay.
It's like a rule. It's just a rule. Like, it doesn't matter how you feel. It's about, because the other person's doing, you know, the other person is a beautiful person who's seen something beautiful.
I know. That's
so I think
true.
Even if you sort of, like, hate it, you still have to just say thank you.
That's so kind and nice. Anyway, let's play your first track. For our audience, here is Tangaroa by Tiki Tane.
Oh,
Sorry, ignore that.
That's just a little intro.
Yeah. Hey, have you discovered anything new recently you're super into?
Music-wise?
You can just say no. There doesn't have to be a yes answer.
Music-wise, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Because in general, like,
why?
Yeah.
Why? Do you have a new hobby or something? Something
it's
you're...
no old, but I'm in the first, I think it's the first Pacifica volleyball club in Christchurch.
Oh, really?
I'm the only Māori chick, which is hilarious. Out of like 100 and something people went to trial, I was the only Māori person. But everyone else was like somewhere in the Pacific.
That seems like statistically almost impossible.
It was awesome. That's it made cool, me though. Feel so nice. Anyway. That was that's my new obsession in some ways.
Yeah. Volleyball's really growing at the moment, I've heard.
It's also massive. In Wellington, there's only one female club.
Yeah.
Like one female team.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
club
right.
team. And in Christchurch, there's like 15. So,
oh
like,
my God.
To me, that's insane. I know we've got a few more people. I think we have more people than
yeah,
Wellington.
Right.
Yeah. But, like, still, it's not to that extent.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite cool. Hey, great first choice, by the way, on
oh,
songs
yeah.
there. Does it evoke nostalgia for you?
Not nostalgia, because I found that track, like, I missed that track. I'd never heard that track before.
Oh,
maybe
really?
Until, like, 4 years ago or something. But I think it's, like, it's becoming more and more important to me, especially as of like, you know, if you in Te Ao Māori terms, I'm not mana whenua here. So
right,
like, because
right.
my iwi are Ngāti Porou o Ngāpuhi. So being here and being like a visitor of sorts, or you know, like maybe a keeper of things, but it's not my whenua. I'm finding it more and more important to make sure that and as many things as I can do, I'm pulling someone from here into
right.
it and acknowledging the people that are actually from here.
Oh, that's quite lovely.
Yeah.
Why did you come to Christchurch out of curiosity?
I reckon this is a big call, but I think in a decade it's going to be like a mini, and forgive me for saying this because I'd hate it if someone else said this, but I think it's going to be like a mini Berlin type place. I think it's one of the only places that artists can actually afford to live at the moment. Like so many people
no,
I know.
This is all music to my ears.
So many people I know have moved from Wellington and Auckland, which is insane because I think like, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, people would be like, I am not moving
Why
to Christchurch.
Why would you do that? Yeah.
Whereas now, it's one of the
changing,
only places
baby.
You can
it's
live. Like, and there's a lot of space.
Yes.
There's like a lot of spaces. And even in a semi like spiritual way, I feel way more creative here. It feels like there's like the literal landscape. And this is, I think, a lot of the time, like, creatives are responding to the whenua, they're responding to the landscape, because if you look at other landscapes that are like ours with the same sort of weather, they'll be having some similarities with music
and stuff like that.
So
wow, that's
I think,
so interesting.
I think we're responding to the space that's here, the literal space that's here. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great response to that question. And I'm not like one of these people who enjoys these things, but I know for like a city where you can go for a surf, but you could also go skiing.
Yeah.
Like, that's
rare, that's insane.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. I reckon, give it 10 years, man. This place is going to be popping.
Yeah. And I think, like, part of the decision was Sean.
Yeah. Right. I'm wondering.
There's
if...
always got to be a love interest in my moves. Like.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm. I don't know. I'm an artist. This is toxic. but anyway, Sean's awesome. And also my. Like, all the routine magic babies, including, so Infidin, YY Express, and everyone that went through our course that we did for Māori Pacifica and queer people at Mains.
Yeah.
I felt that they were all starting to come into the scene, and maybe it would be cool to return and support what's happening because I know that I have the vision for how that should be in the future.
Right,
and I wonder
right.
whether maybe it'd be good to come back and tautoko that and like just get around it in whatever ways it needs to. Yeah.
Wow.
Smart
my
thing.
God. You're a deep thinker, aren't you?
I can go shallow. Do you want to go shallow?
Second pick today.
Yeah, which is a Glitz Club track.
Yes.
By Billy Skucks and Cuddu and Knife Flip, I think, as well.
Okay.
But anyway, they're a collective who I think me and Infinite might do a like release with their label.
Oh,
but their whole thing is like future Māori futurism digitalized, like hoary flashbacks of like crappy stuff in the early 2000s with sparkles on it.
Yes.
Type aesthetic.
It's like the aesthetic in the music.
Yeah, yeah,
like clash slightly.
I kind of love it. But I think that the sample in this is something to do with there's a game being developed, Guardian Maia, which is like, I think it's a PlayStation game, whatever.
Right.
That's like a Māori futurism. It's like
Māori
riding mowers in the year 3000 or something. And I think it's from
I've
that.
Man, I've always wanted to ride a mower, though. Like a giant mower. How amazing would that be?
Do you think about it often?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It would be awesome,
It would be. Right.
Such a shame.
Yeah, what a shame. What a shame. Are you into gaming? Do you like games?
Yes.
Oh,
I love, well, at the moment, Nintendo Switch games.
Oh, right.
And, like, mainly, oh my gosh, this is so tragic. Not Stardew Valley. Stardew Valley's incredible. Do you know games?
No,
oh,
no.
It's like a farming simulator. And you're like this boy that inherits his granddad's farm and all you do is just like farm. And I never know like farming and fishing could be so fun.
Right.
Anyway, farming and fishing hours, spent hours on that with COVID because you can multiplayer it. So
yeah,
so you can have that social thing that you're kind of missing in COVID.
Totally,
yeah,
totally, yeah.
Minecraft, which I think everyone kind of knows.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The Lego of the digital world.
Yeah.
And Fortnite.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
Shout
gosh.
Out to Meganet and everyone, all the DJs that are on Fortnite.
Oh, there's probably a lot.
We're sliding in about 6 years late. Still playing 12-year-olds, and it's awesome.
Oi, hey, do what you can do. Live up to it. Right, this is our second, not our.
It's ours.
Mr. Meaty Boys. Second pick today. This is called Shut the Fuck Up. the way I said that, quite liked it. Anyway, this is great. Please do enjoy.
Shut the fuck up, why would they have
Damn. Great track.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Billy Skucks, eh?
Yeah, I've never met Billy Skucks.
He's also, well, I don't think he cares that anyone knows, he's also Weird Ponamu. Not, I don't know if that, like, it's was like sort of other alias.
Oh, right.
Which
oh.
I think is such a good name. Both of them are so good. They're very like, kind of on, I don't know if that's on the nose, but like they're very like what they are.
Yeah.
Like, Billy Skucks are like Weird Ponamu. Like,
genius. Yeah, I think that's a trend in kind of DJ names these days, though.
Oh, like, they just face value. Like, they just are what they are.
Yeah, like kind of there was that trend for a while. Like, everyone went crazy out their names.
And everyone was being someone famous. Oh, play on words.
Yes. Yeah, there was that for a while. And now we're just like straight up, like big dumb poopoo head and shit. I love it.
That is such a good DJ name.
And I met Karu actually at Laneway earlier this year.
Oh, cool.
Such nice guy.
Yeah, so yeah. Lovely. They're awesome. Awesome, awesome person. Yeah.
What was I going to ask you? Oh, yes, you're playing Heads in the Cloud this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plug, plug.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling really good. Like I was saying to you before, it's nice. There's a freedom in playing like a fundraiser whatever, because you're like, I don't know what it is. I think it's just the fact that there's no money tied to it for you. Mm. So you are just doing it because you love it.
Yeah.
And someone else appreciates what you're doing.
Okay. So we're in the head of Mr. Meaty Boy the day of the event. Do you have much of like a preparation routine or do you have certain like things you do before sets or what?
Just trying to manage my, like, I reckon my body responds hard out to my emotions, like, especially, like, even if I'm like, I feel chill, like, I can't lie to myself because my tummy will be sore.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, everything will be, like, tense, like, right, my whole body, my shoulders will be, like, up here.
How do you combat that? Or is it just something, like, you're used to?
I think, like, quite often, especially in wellies, I'll do a cycle class, like spin class.
Oh, yeah, spin class. Yeah. I love a spin class. Eh?
Yeah, because you literally cannot, it's intense enough, you can't think of anything else. So it's like meditation, like in a way.
No, that's a really good point. And it's like the kind of closest you can get to a rave.
Yeah. Classes. Especially because I got a Les Mills and it's like drum and bass or something. Yeah. So, like, it's good because I just, like, you're just in this world of, like,
Yeah.
It's like doing the thing before you do the thing.
It's kind of ideal. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So, you're playing, what, midnight to 1 a.m.?
Yeah, I believe so.
On the Ellie stage.
Ellie stage. Yeah, very it's going to be awesome. And it's on the 103 sound system.
Oh, yeah.
Which is such a good sound system. It's a really, really good sound system.
Plug. Okay, so a few unrelated questions for you. Favorite food?
Oh, pizza.
Really? Favorite color?
Why is this so hard for me? Look, I think if I was being honest with myself, it'd be blue.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Because I've got an individuality complex, and I like, you know, I'm like, pizza, blue. Like, same with, like, every other person in the world, you know?
Yeah.
But that's okay. I need to be at peace with it.
Yeah, is it wanting to be unique? Or, like, is that what it is?
I think it's that if you choose something different, then everything becomes more interesting.
Yeah, right.
Like,
if you,
but it can easily be egotistical, I think. So, I think at times in my life it's been ego-driven. And then now it's more because I want things to be fun and playful.
Okay, like, interesting. You know? Yeah,
I think, that's what it's about.
Yeah, like I have, I'm similar in the sense, but I, not so much that, it's more I'm scared of being bored or scared of being considered boring.
Yeah, like right. Which is the ego nightmare. Thing.
Yeah, it is. But it also is wider than that. I mean, yes, it's I don't want people to consider me boring.
Yeah.
But also...
Maybe you find it boring, though. You find that boring. Like, you're like, that's such a boring choice.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's more it. It's like, oh, if people consider me boring, maybe I would actually become a boring person. And
right.
I don't want to be that.
No.
Like, I want to do weird, crazy shit all the
I
time.
I think creatives do this, like pushing up, like pushing totally. Up against anything. Yeah. Like, oh, there's a rule, I'm going to break it. You know? Oh, there's a colour, I'm not going to choose that, or whatever.
Yeah. If there's one law you could break and, like, no consequences because of it, what would it be?
I reckon it'd just be just like being able to like loot, just take
totally,
shit.
Totally, yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
I would have said stealing.
Yeah. What? Sorry, same stuff.
The kids came in and made ram raiding look really fun. Like, I want to drive a car through a pane of window glass. You know,
I've got a friend that has. Like us, because they like documenting like illegal stuff, but not necessarily doing it.
Kind of like
Vice vibes.
Yeah.
I've got a friend that's been like in the car for a bunch of ram raids just to film it.
Like
message the, because they have Instagram pages, the ram raid people.
Really?
Yeah, like quite a few of them. And so he was like, hey, can I come on your next one? So he's got like all this footage from like the back of the car. Isn't that crazy?
That is wild.
And this is like, I'm hearing all this at 6 a.m, so I'm thinking, wow.
Oh my God.
This is worth staying up for this story.
Yeah. See, that is the sort of shit I need to do.
Crime. Let's get into it.
Okay. Okay, we did favorite color. Favorite clothing brand?
Oh. Shit. Oh, J Palm.
All right.
New
nice.
Zealand. Do you know J-Pan?
Yeah. Nice.
Julia. Yay.
All right. And final question for you. What is one question you would like to answer?
Oh, my gosh. That is such a fucking stupid question.
That's a great question.
What's a question I would like to answer? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you hate it. You don't like that one at all. Nah, it's too hard for you.
Yeah, and I feel like you've asked really good questions.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But now I'm like, I'm too boring to come up with one. It would be something about like, I reckon it'd be something about like the future, about like something about like, what do you think? Or like, what do you think about aliens? What do you think aliens look like?
Oh my God, that is a good one. What do you think they look like?
I reckon, low-key, not that I've seen one, but, like, I reckon they would be almost unfathomable. Like, there would be, like, things that we've never seen before, like, in them.
Yeah, right.
So, like colours we haven't seen, and, there would be... They would be maybe blobs or something, like, just...
I've thought about this in the sense of, like... Our minds can't actually comprehend what one of these aliens might look like.
I mean, they might already... sounds so stupid.
No, I love
they might
this.
Already be here.
They could.
And we don't... They might be so small or they might be invisible.
Oh, my God.
Whatever
that
means.
That's such a good point. They could be tiny.
I think there's already been, from the evidence, from things that we know, they've already... been here or are here.
I would lean to the they've already been here.
Yeah, because we're big dum-dums. We're like I think Neil deGrasse Tyson was saying that we would be, aliens would come here and we'd be like monkeys.
Yeah.
How
we're
we see
really
monkeys.
Dumb to them, yeah.
We're like, duh, like,
no,
that's so hilarious.
It's how you measure a civilization through... how it harnesses the power of the sun.
then we're not very good at that.
Yeah, and we're really bad at it. Like, we're super bad at it, therefore we're not an advanced civilization.
And we keep killing each other and stuff. Yeah, like, and we're not working together.
We must look like cavemen, honestly.
They're like, wait, they don't like each other because of the colour of their skin? Like, yeah, aliens will be like, what the? Like, they'll be like ripping their hair out over there, like, or their blobs. Yeah. They'll be ripping their blobs apart.
Ripping their blobs out. Oh, I totally agree. Or can I just say, on the flip side of that, if aliens looked identical to us, that would be scary. I'm just saying.
Gosh, yeah. Especially if that was just as stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be like, oh what?
No.
We don't even evolve in something good. Damn. Oh, well, Mr. Meaty Boy, this has been an absolute delight to have you on the show. Do you have a busy day ahead?
I actually do.
Oh, yeah. You sound
many
surprised
meetings.
By that.
I've got a meeting about Word Festival. I'm doing something with Nathan Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know Nathan. Lots of people. Yeah, awesome poet. Anyway.
I was actually looking at the program last night Word. It looks amazing.
Yeah. So got that. We've got a meeting for a art space that we're starting in Sydney.
Oh, but yes. Yes, you're telling me about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Add me on Instagram and follow what we're doing, because that is very low-key at the moment.
Now, what are you... You are Mr. Meaty Boy on Instagram,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Literally, like, Instagram.mrmeatyboy.com/MrMeatyBoy.
Right,
anyway.
Okay.
No, who types that in?
Yeah,
don't type that
say,
in. Just type
say,
in Mr.
No
Meaty Boy.
No one's put the URL of Instagram.
Yeah. Anyway, busy day.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. I will just leave it at that and say one more time, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Bar heads in the cloud. Is there anywhere else that the audience can catch you playing?
I may or may not be playing as Intergenerational Trauma on Friday night. At Flux.
What a name. For J Love Sing.
Yeah.
Cool.
It may or may not be with Tika. but yeah, I reckon like Love Hub will be a cool one to get along to, especially for maybe like younger peeps that don't have as much money this week or something.
Story of my life.
Because it's still cheapy chips. Yay. It's only $10 and it'll be a good vibe.
Absolutely. Oh, look, even in her own guest list, she's promoting other people. What a freaking hero. Mr. Meaty Boy, have a wonderfully meaty day.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Do people say that to you? Have a meaty day?
Someone called me Mr. Sausage once. No one's ever said that, so thank you.
Well, have a meaty
I've heard a lot, but I haven't heard that.
The Guest List, brought to your ears by New Zealand On Air.